Why do we introduce mindfulness? Before we practice meditation, we need to understand, why do I want to practice mindfulness? Maybe you have explained this to yourself, but maybe sometimes you have not. Anyhow, you have an idea, practicing meditation might bring good things to me, or peace, or happiness. It would bring some relaxations, would help me to find myself. With that kind of understanding, we come to meditation class. Again, when we think about meditation, we think, okay, meditation practice, that's in the class. Then you rush to the class, come and try to practice meditation. After the class, then again you are rushing, going back, which is really opposite what we want. First of all, we need to understand, what are we doing? All the time we are seeking happiness through sensual pleasure. We feed this sensual pleasure through your eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and your skin. All the time we are finding things to make us happy through those doors. Then we have to keep these 4-5 doors open to outside. You are planning to experience happiness through the senses in future. And also, whatever the things you are doing today, you are doing to have happiness in future. Maybe you are working to make you happy in future. Now, in the past, again, you have gone through many activities to make you happy. When something, before you do something, you get excited. Just think, with every new experience, before you go to that experience, you become excited. When you have first car, even though after having a new car, every time you get excited. But after little while, what is happening to this happiness? You need something new again. Have you ever find something which brings 100% satisfaction with any experience? But before you go to these experiences, excited, you are doing it, but again afterward you need something again. What is happening there? We have looked for that kind of happiness all the time. We are going and we are passing. We call it life. In the future, we do not know anything beyond it. Again, we are looking for similar things by not knowing those things as it is. Again, to make you happy, to bring satisfaction, you are looking that kind of life. No matter how many things you know, we cannot go beyond our eyes, ears, nose, taste, and touch. Everything you are finding to feed those doors to seek happiness. Now, where is the happiness that you have experienced before? Have you saved any happiness from it? Think about any wonderful event that you had in the past. Where is that happiness? Could you save anything from it? Can you say, well, I have little more happiness from that day, then I'm going to spend that part? No. Because when you experience something for the moment, then that's been the pleasure. You have the pleasure through your senses. And what is happening with that activity? Every time it's make you tired. Think about the film, beautiful film. Maybe after film you might feel tired, but you did that to make you happy. If you listen something beautiful or something you like, afterward you become tired. But we don't call in that way, yeah, that was nice. And then again you are looking for a similar thing again in the future. So that is how we have let desire to drive us, and we cannot satisfy 100%, then that lead to another thing in the future. Then we are living for that. Again, after that, we are looking for something else. Everything we are doing, we experience through these senses, and we are providing colorful new things all the time. 1,000 years ago, people did the same thing. Again, we are doing the same thing in a different way. People who could not satisfy with horse carts, they built cars by thinking as a huge step. Today, we are enjoying their experience, and again, we are creating something new internally and externally. We all the time creating something internally and externally. Once when you have new house, the people who move from apartment to house excited, oh, now I have wonderful time. But how many days you can enjoy that house as new house? When you see something different, oh, I should paint my house. Now who decide by thinking this paint is old? Your eyes asking you to do something differently. To feed your eyes through these pictures, you are doing something differently. To feed your ears, you are doing something differently. But after you've done that, what would be happen? Again, unsatisfaction arises. You cannot satisfy totally. That drives you for the next step. We are going in this circle. Have you ever find somebody who would say, now I am complete, or now I'm totally satisfied, I'm done, I don't want anything new? Have you ever find that kind of person yet? Or how about you? Whenever you are going for some goals and say, okay, now this is my goal, and when I'm there, I'm happy. But after you reach there, then still your goal is in the future, and you want something more. That is how our mind works. Without knowing, without observing, we really cannot understand this, because desire won't allow you to think. Desire is busy, it's occupied with pleasure all the time, it drives you. Then we become pleasure seekers, that is our desire. We don't want to say that, but that is what we are doing through your eyes, ears, nose, skin and tongue. All the time you are seeking something new to fulfill this desire. That is what we have been doing. Now once when you sit down to practice meditation, there you have to learn another concept called renunciation. You have to renounce from the desire to see pictures. That's why you close your eyes. You are trying to renounce from listening to sound. That's why you are finding a quiet place. You are trying to sit without moving your body. You are not eating during the meditation, because you are practicing renounce. But there you have closed all senses externally. Now how about internally? Since we haven't closed those internally, thoughts will come. We have opened ourselves to thoughts. We have desire to see pictures. That's why whenever you have a thought with a picture, that leads to another picture. Sound works the same way. When somebody opens the door, you want to see, and who's this person? And when you feel tired, you have decided to not to have pain, you want to change your leg. So those desires still driving us. We are practicing to give up this desire at least for a moment, at least for an half an hour, at least for an hour. So once when you train that, what would be happen? Then you are opening yourself to see another experience, something different than what you used to do. But at the beginning, that is a challenge, because you are rushed to come to meditation. You think meditation at the class, and you start at 7, and not 1 minute before 7, at 7. Then before 7 you are running there and sit, you think, okay, now meditation time is start. Try to settle down. It's like a water bottle, half filled water bottle, you shake all the time, then you are trying to place it in front of you. What would be happen? Still the bottle will dance. Similar things happening in our mind. After meditation, again you are running away. You are running away from meditation. That's a mistake. What we have to learn? We should observe, how am I feeding myself through this pressure? And what am I doing? Why have I choose to practice meditation? Because I have let myself drive with this unsatisfaction. What's the end? What's the result? You are living with unsatisfaction. What we are doing all the time, it's like when you see a picture, then you want something more, you are collecting again, it's like a shopping list. You always add things. So when I have this, I'm happy. Then you are adding things into your list all the time. When you find something what you like, then okay, I like this, but now I want something better. Then all the time we are adding things into list. This list will never end. That is what we are doing out of unsatisfaction. Buddha said that pressure drives you and it makes you a slave. Then we are doing many things to fulfill the pressure. Desire. We have desire to fulfill the pressure. You are working as a slave into those things, to looking for pictures, looking for sound. Everything else you do try to make you happy. So that's why we let this thing to drive you. We become slaves. Once when somebody understand that, that person would want to have different experience by not feeding these things. Want to see the list and then recognize the list. Why do I want this? To know that, you need to settle yourself down. That is the practice we call meditation. So once when you sit down to practice meditation, many things come to your head. As sound, as picture, as feeling, or sensation, or taste, or memory. When all those things come, observe those without a desire. Without seeing a good picture or bad picture. Because recognizing something as negative also part of the desire. Decide to not to have that. That's another kind of attachment. Recognize that. Then you become a person who won't drive yourself with this desire all the time. Then you become more aware of your action and you become more aware of your desire. That kind of person would want to have a meaningful life, would not allow these things to drive you, or would not allow to make you blind all the time. To become that kind of person, you need to recognize those things. You need to understand how much I become slaves into these things. Whenever you notice these things, then you say, okay, that used to be important, but I say that is not that important than that. Because you recognize what is behind it. So, that's for the meditation. But most important part is, you need to learn how to introduce renunciation. At least for a moment, at least for a day, at least for a certain time. In that certain time, allow yourself to experience you without all this pain. These days, the good thing is people get more aware about the actions people do without awareness. That way, those articles and people, thinkers, are encouraging us to have awareness on things that you are doing. The things that you do without awareness brings pain and trouble. There we are looking for equilibrium or a middle place, balance. But the question is, why are we seeking for balance? Because one hand, you don't want to give up something totally, The other hand, you don't want it totally. Don't want to give up and also don't want it fully. That's kind of feeling gives you the balance, which means I want to see film, but I don't want to cry and I don't want to laugh too much. But when you leave yourself to go with the film, then the question is, you don't have your control anymore because you have let something else to handle you. That's the struggle we have. So the better thing is just observe it, then do it by knowing it. When you do it by knowing it, then you know that you would do things much as you need to do. Just think about this kind of example. Parents, when they treat their kids, they have to know what they can do. If they try to worry about the kids' responsibility, there you struggle, because that is their part. So what's the part that you have to worry about? The part that you can do for them. Now the question is, how much you are doing your job properly? That's the part, that's the only part you should be concerned with. But the person who doesn't have the balance would worry about the kids' responsibility. That would not give you enough freedom to do your job properly. But if you do your job properly, then at least you can be happy. Okay, I done my things properly. So that would allow them to do their job as they understand. Think about any other person, every other person that you have in your life. Most of the time, we want to take their responsibility and we worry about their responsibilities. Even for car, if car broke down, your worry cannot fix that car, because that is how it is. Unbalanced person would struggle with that, then complain, and why only these things come to me, and then that person would cry. But the person who understands this, you recognize that, then you recognize you only concern about your responsibility and your part. So that is what we can do. But most of the people, when we talk about this balance and we think half from that and half from the other side, so there we take them, there we have some decisions. But the most important thing is you have to find out, why do I need this and how much I want this. There you are doing things by knowing it. That's most important. Now if you see something it is not necessary to you to do, then you would not go there. Which, you know, that is not good for a person like me. So that would make better things into our life. We need to understand what we can do. What is our desire? Our desire is not any bad happen to them. And we don't want to see any bad happen to them. That is the part of my desire. But that is not the reality, because I cannot control that. That is out of my control. Recognizing that would be helpful, because that's the reality. Understand or recognize the reality as it is. What is the reality? I cannot take the responsibilities of the things that I cannot control. When you come to that understanding, what is happening here, you have the freedom. Now with the freedom, you can see this in a different way, in with a new angle. Then when you look at that without anxiety, without fear, you can help much as you can do. Or maybe if you are a friend, there are a few friends, maybe you can encourage them to come to you or go somewhere else or protect them. Otherwise, if we involve with something, then only thing we would involve with negative or positive feelings within you. So that's not really helpful or necessary. That won't do anything. First of all, you need to be aware, okay, what is this? This is my own desire. My desire is not any bad happen to them. And also the same thing, because then, where is the happiness? It's within you. because you see something that you like, it make you happy, because your desires and good happen to them. When you see it, there's happiness in here. Through what? Through your desire. Similar way, if any bad happen to them, the same way how you get happiness, then you have, since you have opened door, unhappiness comes. Can you control anything? No, that is not, that is out of your control. That is what happening even through the pictures, through the sound, through everything what is in our life. But we let those things drive us every day.